For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
You know, every now and then we like to invite an artist whose work we really, really love into our studios and have him or her guest DJ.
In the last few months, we've had some amazing guest DJs, from Puerto Rican rap duo Calle 13, to Mexican singer Julieta Venegas, to up-and-coming Dominican techno merengue star Rita Indiana.
Today is no different. Today we're very excited to welcome guest DJ Simon Mejia. Now, he's part of the group Bomba Estéreo. They're touring in the States, and he took some time from soundcheck to come over and spend some songs with us. So, Simon, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting. It's really a pleasure to be here and to share some of the music that we hear, that we have in Colombia, and that we people in the band like to hear also.
What do you want to start with?
Well, I want to start with a project that is very special to me, something new that is coming up from Colombia. It's from a friend of mine who's one of the best guitar players in Colombia. And it's, I think, the first time the indigenous music from Colombia is taken to like a different level. The project is called Mucho Indio. It's done by Teto Ocampo. It's really nice music.
You can tell that's a guitar player's album.
Yeah, sure.
It reminds me a little bit of Robert Fripp and King Crimson, all the interlocking guitar parts.
Teto is like the first ones who began to fusion traditional Colombian music with other styles. He worked with Carlos Vives also. He was the guitar player for Carlos Vives. And he's like a really talented person. You know, every time he does some piece of music is very, very special.
What kind of music did you grow up listening to? Like, what did your parents listen to?
Well, my father was very much a salsa Fania listener. So he had always his Fania records and all the 70s sounds, no? Disco, rock, but mainly salsa. And my mother listened to lots of rock music, the Beatles, and all the 70s stuff.
I was reading about you that you actually started off doing like heavy metal cover bands like Metallica, Sepultura, and I was just wondering, so what happened? How did that evolve into Bomba Estéreo?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I was a teenager, you know, and when one is younger, you tend to like heavier music, you know, so I was really a heavy metal fan. I played the guitar, I began playing guitar, so I wanted to go like heavy and do this music. And then after that I began to listen to like more experimental and alternative music, and then I went to listen to what was happening in London and The Cure and different things. And then later, because when I was a kid I listened to salsa, but I never got like really into knowing what was it. It was when I grew old. Then after that metal and The Cure thing, I began to listen to salsa. And that salsa took me to listening to the Colombians and all the tropical mm-hmm. music. Mm-hmm. And then it began, and I began to experiment and doing beats around that and everything.
So what do you want to listen to next?
I would like to show there's some movement from Africa that is called movement. No, it's a group actually, mm-hmm. but it's part of like a movement of new music that is called Konono. These are these people that play this likembe is the name. This is like a kind of marimba, and they did this amazing record last year that became like an international hit. And then afterwards, they made like a remix album for that Konono album. So this is one of the remixes made by I think he's a German producer. He's called Mark Ernestus, and he's really interesting music also.
What do you like about it?
Well, the original, the Konono, is really impressive music. There are like people from a poor place from Africa, but they came with this music that is, I don't know, you hear it and it's like nothing compares to it. It's just very unique, and they make it like in a very rustic way. All the most interesting music always comes from Africa, especially for the music I like.
We recently had a DJ, Gecko Jones, who's half Colombian, half Puerto Rican, and he goes to Colombia a lot, and he explores all the Afro-Colombian music, and he makes these mashups that remind me a little bit of this.
Yeah, Colombia is very special because you have all this influence from Africa, from different African tribes that came to Colombia, but then they came, for example, and then it mixed with other elements, so every African music that happens in Colombia has like a very unique way of playing also that is very interesting.
Bomba Estéreo also mixes a lot of elements, and I'm wondering, I mean, is that something that you planned? I mean, did you have like a blueprint, like a master plan in your head, or did it just happen?
No, I think it happened like in the studio and mixing and experimenting, like taking one drum beat or one traditional beat and trying to mix it with something more electronic or more hip-hop. And actually began with, I have a friend, a DJ friend of mine, who is called DJ Fresh, and he's a hip-hop DJ from Bogota also. And he's been doing this kind of mixes since the late 80s, 90s. With the turntables, he put like tropical music in one turntable and hip-hop beats in the other. So I worked with him. When I began making Bomba Estéreo sounds and everything, we worked together, and he like taught me a little. But then it just happened. The mix just came in the studio, putting one thing. It's like cooking, you know. You put one thing, and then one
thing. The ingredients, like a stew.
Yeah. Sancocho, the idioms in Colombia.
Sancocho is like a traditional soup from that area, which has so many different
It's like the best, one of the best food in the world, Sancocho.
Absolutely. Sancocho. Very good when you're hungover.
Especially if you're hungover.
You and I were on the same page.
Well, let's have another bowl of sancocho then. What else do you have for us today?
Okay, I would like to listen to this song, which is Colombian traditional music. It comes from Palenque, from a project I did there in 2008 that was a recording studio in the village. And we recorded like almost 60 hours of music.
Wow.
And we did a movie also. And this is one of the musicians that play for that project. It's called Son Malagana, and the song is called Rama de Tamarindo.
What kind of drum is that are we hearing?
It's alegre.
Alegre drum?
They have the la maraca.
Mm-hmm.
El alegre, que es como un djembe.
Sí. The alegre is like a djembe.
It's like a djembe.
And the tambor is like a small little barrel, a little barril.
El tambora? Uh-huh. It's like a big barrel that you play on both sides. Mm-hmm. And on top is the wood.
Right.
And on both sides is like a kick drum.
Right. With the sticks.
With two sticks. And the alegre is you play it with the hands. And you can have maracas, like the, or shakers, or watching. Mm-hmm. Also, this.
When we were in Colombia, we saw a lot of alegre.
Oh, we saw so much percussion. He's a percussionist.
No,
those were fascinating.
Yeah, he comes up to me during the trip to Colombia near the end. He's like, hey, Jess, so how much luggage are you carrying? Because I was wondering if you have room for an alegre drum, which is like the size of a baby elephant.
Yeah, it's huge. But you can find some smaller, but usually it's big.
Yeah.
It's big. The bigger it sounds, the better.
You grew up in Bogota. Liliana Saumé, who is the vocalist for Bomba Estéreo, grew up in Santa Marta. Were you exposed to this kind of music, or was it like more rock and hip-hop?
Yeah, well, not too much, because that kind of music, for example, this traditional and cumbia is music that you don't hear, for example, in commercial radios, or it's not so exposed. It's music that you have to go to Barranquilla, for example, or to the carnivals, or to the Caribbean coast. So in Bogota, especially being young, you listen to radio stations and they play rock music or American music or vallenato, that is also very popular music, but I'm not much into it. So it was when I grew up and I got interested, so I went to the place and started like investigating. investigating the sounds. Liliana, she has it in her blood, you know.
I'm from Buenos Aires, from like a capital city, and when you're young, we talk about this a lot. You think it's so cool to listen to rock and everything else is not cool.
Yeah, I know. Actually, people get ashamed, even in Colombia. Today, not so much, but before, people like were ashamed to listen to our own music. Like, listening to cumbia or vallenato, I don't know, was like a shame.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as it is becoming like more popular, more commercial in some kind of way, people are opening a little their minds to it.
When you first met Liliana, did you guys kind of look at each other like not trusting each other, or how was that?
Well, it was really special because I didn't knew her, and she just came to the studio to record one song, and I saw her singing, and I was thinking that she had something very particular in her way of singing. Besides that, she was rapping or doing flows. It was the way that she constructed the sentences and the things for the flows was very special and very costeño, very from Santa Marta, you know.
So from the beach.
From the coast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice. It was a really nice encounter with her.
In the beginning, how did people, when they heard that you were like all about cumbia, and were people at first kind of like, oh, what's this?
Yeah, sometimes. Not too much, because there were some other people doing it before, so they opened like a space, like Sidestep and Humberto Perneda, Chocip Town were doing similar things. So it became like very trendy, the whole movement, and people in Argentina and in Mexico.
All of a sudden, you know, like you said, there's Bomba Stereo, there's Choquib, there's all kinds of bands coming out of Colombia.
Yeah.
I think it like parted the clouds in a way, you know, like give people a really good idea of how diverse and what a great musical source Colombia is.
I always say that cumbia is like the top of the iceberg, but below it is like a whole universe of rhythms and of ways of playing the music. And there's also vallenato, that is also a huge universe, el porro, and the music from the Pacific, that is also another huge universe.
Let's discover a little bit more. What else do you have?
I would like to play something from Africa also. It's also like a new music that is coming from young producers that are taking traditional music from Africa and making crazy things with it. And it's called Shangan Electro. I would like to dedicate this song. Can I do this?
Sure.
Sure.
I have a very special friend in New York whose name is Carolina, and I think she will love this song. It's for her, Nutombi Yamugasa.
Interesting to hear almost what are they like electronic drum, like a syndrum or something,
yeah,
in the
yeah.
background.
Yeah.
Doom,
yeah. Doom. I was reading about the production of that music, and it comes from a place that is called Shangan. It's a traditional music, and this person who made this track put it into synthesizers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like traducing all the things that they did in the traditional, putting it in electro, and he upbeat it.
Make it a little faster?
Much more faster, like very fast. And it's very linked with the dancing also. There are people dancing and they dance like really fast. It's crazy.
that song was a version of African music. What do you have next?
We go back to Colombia.
Let's go. Come on.
I love to Africa, Jamaica, Colombia. Africa, Jamaica. It's called Palenque. It's also from Colombia, from Abelardo Carbonada. He's an excellent guitar player from Barranquilla also. And he's part of a very good compilation that is called Palenque, Palenque. It's all music from the Caribbean, Cartagena, San Basilio, Palenque.
You know, Simon, if you listen carefully to this, I don't know if you're familiar with this song by Santana called No One to Depend On. The cowbell part, the percussion part, is exactly the same. And it's from 72.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that they heard this, but the cowbell part is exactly the same as the beginning of that song. It's really funny.
Maybe they heard it, because I'm not sure what year is this song, but it's not so new, it's old.
Huh.
And in Barranquilla and Cartagena and those cities that are over the coast, that are like main ports, in the 70s and in the 80s, a lot of records came from the Caribbean and from the USA and everything. So these people took these records and listened to and make like versions of things.
Huh.
And that way, for example, the champeta movement comes from that influence of listening to records or African music records and these people in neighborhoods in Cartagena and everything, experimenting and making crazy, crazy things with that, yeah.
We saw you guys briefly in Colombia when we were there in November, and you guys were just finishing up the production of the album. You guys seemed busy then, you seem busy now. How are things going otherwise?
Still busy.
That's good.
We are actually doing a tour here in the States.
Wow.
So it's really, really an honor for us first, because making music in Colombia is not easy, you know, and so having the opportunity to do this kind of things and exposing the music is like a great honor. And working also on the album to see if we can release this year, and playing.
Are you surprised by how much people love Bomba Estéreo here in the US?
Yeah, especially when we go to places that we've never been, for example, in Mobile, Alabama. Well, there were not too much people, but there were people, and there were like fans in the place. In Atlanta also, and Seattle, really lots of fans. So yeah, we always are like, wow, we can't believe that. Last night we played in Chapel Hill.
In North Carolina.
Yeah, and it was also like 100 people, but they were people in the audience singing the songs and everything.
Oh, that's great.
It was nice, yeah.
So people are really interested in knowing about the upcoming Bomba Estéreo album. I mean, we've been waiting for a long time.
Yeah.
So why so long? Have you just been touring a lot?
For many reasons, you know. Basically, yeah, we've been touring a lot. And also, for example, that album, we released it in 2008 in Colombia. And then 2009, the United States, then 2010, Spain. So every country has its different timings. But it's really because we've been doing so much touring that they don't let us stop to produce. The only time I really stop is in the band traveling all over America. So, but hopefully we'll release it by this year, by September.
What can you tell us about the album? How is it different from the last one? I mean, can you give us a little bit of a feeling for it?
I think we're moving forward from cumbia, not so much cumbia. Well, experimenting with other kinds of beats, and I think it's going to be a little bit more electronic, trying to search for new sounds.
Is there any acoustic on the new album?
Yeah, I think we're doing a couple, and also a couple of ballads.
Oh, wow.
Like love songs.
Oh, you're in love.
Yes.
Okay, what's next? What do you got for us, Simo?
Well, next and last, I think, is... Yeah, one of my favorite electronics is from 2010, from an English producer. He comes from the whole dubstep scene, but he's doing these very interesting things called boom slang.
Womp slang, womp slang, womp slang, womp slang, womp 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 slang, 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 snake! Womp slang, womp slang, womp slang, womp slang, womp 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 slang, 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 snake. Big things, big things, big things, big things, big things, big things. Check. Look cool, cat, shut up. What up? Yo.
I love everything you brought, but this is my favorite.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like very dance music, you know, electronic, and it's the type of thing that I'm listening to now. Like an inspiration, something.
It's exciting as a fan, it's exciting as a listener to watch bands that you get started and then watch you guys grow. Especially in your case, because the first album is just so strong, and then watch you guys just get stronger and stronger. Simon Mejia from Bomba Estéreo, thank you so much.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you taking the time to come by, and it's good to see you again here in DC.
Okay, thank you very much, and I hope everyone enjoys the music I brought.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.
You can hear the full songs that we played in today's show at our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino.
Womp slang, 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 womp sl